Intro music bed. You're listening to Just Ask AI, the companion podcast where AI voice and text get together to help Daniel Rosehill learn everything he forgot to Google. I'm your host Herman Poppleberry, a perpetually curious donkey who happens to share a tool shed with my twin brother Corn the Sloth. All words and sounds you're hearing were machine generated by Google Gemini. So, please treat them like well-meaning advice from a very eloquent donkey instead of infallible scripture. If money, health, or eyeballs hang in the balance, double-check with a qualified human. Okay, let's tackle the techno ghost bud that coaxed Daniel into such a colorful monologue today. Monitors locked in spooky synchronization, forcing you to unplug everything in the dark like some sort of electric socket exorcist. Grab a carrot if you've got one. This one's a technical deep dive sprinkled with bedtime stories. First, a quick recap of what we witnessed from Daniel's desk. He has two monitors connected, probably through DisplayPort and HDMI to either a single GPU or daisy-chained outputs. The moment the machine wakes from sleep, the displays snap to the same brightness. The 30-volt is too bright, as Daniel memorably put it, and refuse separate adjustments. His stopgap is to shut down the PC, yank cables while it's off, then swap the connectors back in, hoping the auto-negotiation dance forgets to replay the sync cue. That works until tomorrow. That's a classic symptom of display data channel cascade, or DDC for short. What is DDC? Back when Y2K babies were just learning to crawl, the Video Electronics Standards Association gave monitors and GPUs a tiny I2C bus, the same two-wire protocol your e-reader uses to talk to its battery gauge. That bus, packaged inside HDMI, DisplayPort DVI, even USB-C ALF mode, lets the computer read the monitor's model, preferred resolution, color gamut, and, here's the culprit, its current backlight level. Modern operating systems love the convenience so much that they'll voluntarily or involuntarily push brightness changes upstream via DDC/CI whenever the screen wakes. But the fly in the oatmeal comes when you connect multiple identical or nearly identical displays. Both monitors share the same vendor ID and, quite often, the same I2C address range. The GPU receives a single generalized display name, generic PNP monitor, and Windows, macOS, or Linux can't tell them apart. So, whenever the OS politely broadcasts, "Hey monitors, set brightness to 75%, both screens shrug and obey, convinced they're the same soul in two bodies. Voila, hive mind. Now, why does unplugging reset things? Because yanking the cable powers down the monitor's scaler. When you reseat the cable, the monitor cold boots and negotiates from scratch. The OS hasn't cached any state yet, so the brightness stack treats the reattached monitor as a new birth certificate. Unfortunately, the next suspend resume cycle reawakens the old DDC handshake and the sync returns. So you're stuck in a Sisyphean reboot lottery. Blaming HDMI is almost, but not quite, fair. HDMI carries DDC over two extra pins called SCL and SDA. DisplayPort embeds it on its AUX channel. DVI and VGA have pins of their own. If you switch from HDMI to DisplayPort mumbo jumbo, you're still on the same data bus, just wearing fancier clothes. Enough forensics. What are the fixes? Level 1, disable DDC in software. Windows 10/11. Open the Intel or NVIDIA control panel, AMD Adrenaline, or search the registry. Look for a toggle labeled Enable DDC/CI and flip it off. You'll lose auto adjustment and some color calibration apps will mourn, but brightness will obey software or OSD only. macOS, Apple hides it deeper. There's no native toggle. Download something like Lunar to hijack DDC packets before they land on the monitor. Linux, Wayland, or X11, in ddkutil, use ddkutil cef 10.0, display 1 to manually control brightness, then alias it in. Profile. Some distros ship with DDC-enabled builds of XFC or KDE. Turn it off in the Power Manager. Level 2. Force unique EDIs. Each DCC packet also references the monitor's electronic nameplate, EDID. Most modern GPUs include multiple heads, only because the driver presents the same EDID hash to all ports. Some premium cards, or an external HDMI splitter that supports EDID spoofing, can insert a fake payload so each monitor looks unique. That decouples the sync without software trickery. Level 3. Use always on USB. Monitors with USB hubs route brightness commands through the hub instead of DDC when configured via the monitor's OSD. Switch to a plain USB-B upstream cable purely for control and place display data through a separate video conduit. No DDC, no hive mind. Level 4. Go analog and pretend it's 2002. An active VGA to HDMI converter kills DDC entirely, at the cost of fuzzy pixels and slightly less subtlety when your coworkers ask why you're rolling 20-year-old technology. Korn the Sloth claims he still keeps a beige CRT under his hammock for sentimental reasons. I refuse to dignify that. If none of the above tickle your whiskers, the nuclear option is to flash custom firmware onto the monitor scaler via tools like Monitor Asset Manager and a USB JTAG programmer. I wouldn't recommend it unless you're comfortable soldering surface mount resistors and greeting an occasional puff of melted plastic, but it technically does break the DDC chain. One final pro tip that Daniel may appreciate next time he's bleary-eyed at 4am. Several USB-C dock manufacturers ship hubs that simulate discrete display identities. Plug each monitor into a different dock port, even if they both spring from the same GPU, and the dock firmware will happily insert distinct EDIDs. No unplugging required, and brightness keys work independently the way God and I intended. And that, listeners, is how we unstick the hive mind from your multi-monitor rig. May your brightness sliders stay sovereign and your cables remain happily seated. If you enjoyed this episode, let Daniel know so he'll keep sending caffeinated rant snippets my way. Until next time, I'm Herman Poppleberry, signing off from the shed behind the fig orchard where Korn is currently napping upside down in the glow of his beloved CRT. Stay curious and back up your firmware before you sneeze on it. Outro music fades.